1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning and welcome back to the AHN Arena at Peters Township in the WPIL Team Tournament Wrestling 2A third place match. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg here on the Visit Greene County warm-up show. Jason Tennant, our floor director, heading up our Greene sports crew. Grady Peterson on camera. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. The 3-seed McGuffey Highlanders will take on the 4-seed Laurel. The winner will travel into District 6, needing to win twice. First, they'll have to beat the District 10 runner-up, then the District 6 champion to go to the final 8 in the state. The loser of our upcoming match will be travel to District 3, having to beat the District 4 runner-up, then the District 3 champion. This match on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Claysville Area Business Association, by Saris Candies, and by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, Quality Quick Printing, by Washington and Jefferson College, and by McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Coverage also presented by Visit Greene County, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by CNX Dreamfields, and by the Hernberger Insurance Agency. We'll have more on our Visit Greene County warm-up show here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestling. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. Just like this year's wrestling team, the Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
WPIL 2A Team Tournament third place match upcoming. Both teams have already qualified for the PIAA tournament and ran down what happens. The winners travel into District 6, the loser going a little further east into District 3. Here's how we got here. Number 3 seed McGuffey with a 45-29 win over Bentworth in the first round and a 51-24 victory against Burgettstown in the quarters before losing to Derry 48-16. For Laurel, the Spartans were the 4 seed and hosted the 5-team pod on Wednesday. Beat Freedom 54-16, then got by Jeff Morgan 42-30 before losing to Burrow in the semis by a 39-16 count. We'll have more from Peters Township's AHN Arena in the WPIL 2A Team Wrestling Tournament on WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solution specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena. And we did get a chance to check in, just back up to the match before, check with referee Anthony Clark. He gave that three-point takedown to Blasco, waved it off, then gave it later in the final second. So indeed, that was a major decision and a 48-16 win for Derry over the McGuffey Highlanders. McGuffey, Section 1 champion, now 16-2 with that semifinal loss to Derry. Laurel losing to the number one seed Burrell Bucks, now 17-4. Laurel won the Section 4 championship. We are going to start at 114 pounds in this round. And just a note for those of you going to tune in or visit us for AAA action, they're going to be in that very same situation. Going to start at 107 for the semifinals, and then 114 in that second round of action, the either third place or the championship matches. And that's what we're doing. We'll deal with AAA when we get around to it. WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Great to have you along on the Visit Greene County warm-up show. We'll go to 114 pounds. Third place match, McGuffey and Laurel here on the WPIL Team Tournament Wrestling third place bouts here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV. My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Referee Kurt Kesnick has summoned the captains for Laurel and McGuffey to the center of the mat. And this match, Kurt Kesnick and Andrew Wright will be our mat officials. And again, we are going to start at 114 pounds. The only hole in the Laurel lineup that I see for sure is 107, so this bout, this dual meet will end with a forfeit to McGuffey. The Highlanders forfeited at 285 in their semifinal matchup. Looks like Laurel will present first as we start at 114. John Kondrasuk will present. Yeah, a couple of choices for McGuffey. And it'll be Blake Jamison. Yeah, just about ready to go. 114-pound action, and we are underway. 1 minute first period in this third place matchup. And that is standard NFHS rules. Consolations have a 1 minute first and 2 minutes second and third periods. And whether that's individual tournaments or team tournament action. Jamison and Kondrasuk looking for opportunities to get in on legs, but right now primarily battling for wrist control. Jamison working a two-on-one, but can't maintain that. Now a front tie-up by Kondrasuk. Kurt Kesnick taking a good look underneath there to make sure that doesn't get into an airflow restriction. Kurt Kesnick sending the Laurel coaches back to their corner. And a period comes to an end. Second period on Flow Sports and WJPA.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Scoreless after one, and a choice because of the tiebreaker first points rule. Kondrasuk chooses bottom position to start the second. Jamison reaches across the chest, grabs the forearm, but can't hang on to that. Now works back, tight waist, and buries his head in the back of the left arm. 2-on-1 on the right side now, and Kondrasuk almost got caught over top of his base there. On his knees, Jamison now in a great position directly behind and able to rock Kondrasuk back over to bury the forehead into the mat for a moment. Near arm tie up. Jamison loses that hold of that left elbow and trying to dump Kondrasuk from that, from front tie. The two still in bounds. Control still for Jamison. He should have gone out of bounds there and kept that control, and the two end up out. And they're going to allow him to keep control, having tied up both arms right before stepping out of bounds. 41 seconds to go, second period, still scoreless. Tough riding on top, though, got a little sloppy there late. Jamison now works his weight back around behind. It's that tight waist back in. Kondrasek sitting out. Tough place for Jamison, and he loses the hold on that arm. Now just trying to power in, and he dumps Kondrasek up perpendicular. A roll and a roll, and Kondrasek going to put Jamison onto his back. Reversal. And looks like three each way, or two each way. Yep, going to be two for, should be two for the reversal for Kondrasek, but three near falls for Jamison appears to be the way we're going to end up there. And get a look at this little scramble here, and Jamison just didn't do a great job there to keep his balance. Ended up straddling Kondrasek and got rolled underneath. Just one back count. So three near falls for Jamison. After, and then the reversal. 3-2, Jamison leads end of two. It's one of these situations where they put the red leg bands on Laurel, who has the green uniforms. Should have switched that, but they didn't. 3-2 into the third, and neutral start chosen by Jamison. Jamison trying to tie up both arms, and he's trying to keep Kondrasek. And Jamison pulls Kondrasek right on top of himself and then fights out of that, and he puts Kondrasek to his back. Takedown and all kind of back points coming here if the fall doesn't. Blake Jamison trying to get the whole shooting match here late. And Kondrasek going to be able to get his arm free, but going to give up a four-point near fall, seven-point move. That'll make it 10-2. Jamison, the two go out of bounds. Boy, Jamison pulled Kondrasek right on top, but kept those arms tied up and just muscled the Laurel wrestler to his back. Just over a minute remaining. Third period, 10-2 lead. Kondrasek sits out. Almost thinking Jamison going to milk this for as much time as he can take off the clock and then give the escape, and there it is. And now back to a regular decision margin, 10-3. Jamison leading. He tries to get to a leg and scramble, and Kondrasek gets the takedown and more. Jamison just did not get out of bounds. So the score goes to 10-6, and this full boat near fall is going to take us to a tie match. Boy, and how you go from major decision lead to a tie, just like that. Jamison just did not get his left leg out from underneath, and Kondrasek stuck him there and kept toes in bounds. So an eight-point period for Kondrasek. Escape given to Jamison to make it 11-10, 25 seconds remaining. Kondrasek feeling his best opportunity is to get a takedown. Jamison trying to work to a tie-up here. 12 seconds remaining. Both arms tied up. This is how Jamison stumbles, tries to roll Kondrasek under again. He can't. Kondrasek muscles up, gets the takedown and the pin at 4:59. Blake Jamison had a major decision lead, and a minute later, he's pinned. 4:59 the time of the fall for Jack Kondrasek. Laurel 6, McGuffey nothing, back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
And get another look at that takedown. And once again, same situation that happened earlier that Jamison was able to fight out of and turn into a seven-point move. This time he couldn't. He got caught underneath and could not get out. It'll be Raymond Conan for Laurel. and Tucker Main for McGuffey here at 121. Quickly a takedown for Main. When just devastating for McGuffey to go from that major decision lead to getting decked. 3-0 Main lead's going to give Conan the escape. Make it 3-1. Main wild shot. Got a hand on a leg but couldn't finish it. Now both guys shooting hand up shoulder to shoulder. Main scrambles off of that. Grabs a leg and an arm. Another takedown. And he's now up 6-1 with 30 seconds to go. And he pulls Conan back in bounds. Packages up an arm and rolls him underneath one count. But couldn't stop him there. No near falls there for Main. And he's going to drive Conan out of bounds. Good hard work here. The dump there by Main. And then tries to package that up, but just rolled Conan too far. We started at 114 pounds. This is bout number two, 121. Late first period. Stand-up attempt by Conan. Two-on-one tilt. Conan goes perpendicular, but no back counts. And they roll on across. Main going to try it again, but going to run out of time here. 6-1, Tucker Main after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Tucker Main with his third takedown of the match, and this time cradles up Conan. Main knee into the side. Conan's left shoulder just barely off the mat, and the fall is called. 1 minute, 31 seconds. Fall for McGuffey's Tucker Main. Dual meet tied at 6. We go to 127 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Logan Ketzel for Laurel, Clayton Ealy for McGuffey, 127-pound action. Again, 1 minute first periods here in this consolation round. Ealy trying to step into this bear hug, trips the legs out. Ketzel ends up on all fours, and Ealy will get the takedown 20 seconds in. Ealy barring an arm, Ketzel sitting up. Ealy goes back behind, tight waist, tried to get to that bar on that left side again. Really sinks the tight waist in deep. That hand clear up around onto the back. Of course, that only works with guys that weigh about 127 pounds, wrestling a guy with long arms. You know, us big boys, you can't get that far around. Ketzel trying to come up beside Ealy. Ealy trying to squeeze on this side-by-side headlock. Doesn't have the leg in. Ketzel sprawls back, going to get the escape right before the buzzer. Late points often spell doom. 3-1 Ealy after 1 second period when we come right back.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Start of the second period, Clayton Ealy chose bottom position. He got to his feet, but as the two end up back onto the mat, not just standing there, Ketzel in a much better position. Ealy now trying to come out to the side. surprised Kurt Kesnick has let that go this long. And now control awarded on a reversal for Ely to go up 5-1. Ketzel now going to sit out. Ely had a little trouble with this in that first period, but gets that tight waist in, trying to bar the left arm. Ketzel, the initiator of action here, and Ely trying to get to a leg hook, but doesn't get that, just hanging on around the waist now, traps that left wrist. 30 seconds to go, and Ely bars that arm. Ketzel sits out for a moment. Ely loses the bar, and has to work his weight back around behind. Gets the bar in with Ketzel broken flat. 20 seconds to go in the period. Ely tried to run the bar. Ketzel would not budge. Ely sinks that tight waist. You see their hand going clear past the middle of the belly. Ketzel stands. Ely drapes around the leg. Final seconds. And Ketzel trying to sprint away and almost got another last second escape, but did not. 5-1 after two, third period when we come right back.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestling. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. Just like this year's wrestling team, the Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
Logan Ketzel chose bottom for the third period and was unable to get free. And now Logan Ely with the bars in, and he stacks Ketzel up. Ketzel able to get over to his knees for a moment. Now he reaches out and grabs a leg. Near falls are coming. Looks like four of them. Take it to 9-1 in favor of Clayton Ely. And I believe I said Logan Ely. Kind of put the two guys together there. So my apologies. A 9-1 lead here with about a minute to go in the third period for McGuffey's Clayton Ely. Stand up by Ketzel. Ely tripped him back into the mat. Now going to drape around the leg and trip him back to the mat again and just lose control. And Ketzel spins around behind for the reversal. Score now 9-3. That's the difference of a team point right there. It was 9-1, which is major decision lead, but we've seen major decision leads vanish and, in fact, go from getting four to giving up six. That just happened in the 121-pound bout. In the 114-pound bout. 20 seconds to go. 9-3 lead for McGuffey's Clayton Ely over Logan Ketzel. This after Ketzel got control, these guys haven't moved probably more than 4 feet on the mat. Sit out by Ely. Trying to find a way to get around and get that reversal back and run out of time. But Ely gets the win, 9-3. McGuffey's 127-pounder. Highlanders in the lead for the first time today. Up on Laurel now, 9-6. We go to 133 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank.
First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Cleanup on Matt 2 went a little quicker than we anticipated. Our apologies there. We go to 133. Lane Ely for McGuffey. Jack Brest for Laurel. Good year athletically for the Laurel Spartans. Football WPIL championship game appearance. And quite a battle there. And now here in the team tournament semifinals for the first time ever. Brest and Lane Ely scoreless, 15 seconds remaining in their first. Brest down toward the legs against Ely, who reaches across the back, picks the left ankle. Brest still hanging on that single attempt there as the hands locked there, but these two guys are going to run out of time. Scoreless after 1 second period when we come right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Ely chose bottom and quickly gets free for an escape. First point of the match. No takedowns in that first period, obviously. And now the two wrestlers working neutral. 90 seconds remaining in this second period. Ely trying to keep wrist control. Brest trying to fight out of that tie-up. And now Ely working a two-on-one. Still 1-0, Lane Ely and McGuffey, only point the escape, trying to package up both of Brest's arms and get to a sweep to get to the legs. Grabs one, tried to kick the other leg out. Brest trying to fight his wrist free, and he's going to win that little mini battle, and the two step out of bounds will get a fresh start. Shot by Brest, gets in nicely on a single. Head on the outside, though, inviting the crossface, but a little whiff there by Lane Ely trying to set that up. Went across the back, trying to pick on an ankle. Brest trying to improve his position, but he can't take his left foot with him because of the ankle tie-up. Ely now across the waist, blocks outside the left knee. Brest leaves that head on the outside. Good job there to keep it in tight and avoid that crossface from Ely. 20 seconds to go, second period. Ely with the escape early in this second period, the only point. And now Ely almost got caught on his hips. Good scramble there. And Brest unable to finish this great single shot that he had, just unable to get anywhere. And Ely now behind Brest and peels the hands off. Did not. Boy, it looked like Andrew Wright was going to give the takedown and then did not. 1-0 after two. Ely in the lead. Brest choice for the third when we come right back.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Ely riding here in the third period. He's got a cradle locked in on the left side, but now did not have it locked. Just was able to keep the head down close, but Brest eventually works his way free for an escape. And so 80 seconds remaining, wrestling neutral. So far, had a lot of neutral wrestling with no takedowns. Ely, particularly in that second period, tried to work that two-on-one tie-up, try to package both arms out around the chest of Brest and then get to a leg with the free hand. Boy, Brest fights that off as Ely looking to pummel inside and get there again. Brest takes a shot, gets to a single again. But flattened out, Ely trying to step around late to the crossface. Brest scrambling on his knees and now ends up flat on his belly. And now takedown is awarded to Lane Ely. to take a three-point lead, 4-1 the score, 30 seconds remaining. Breast stands. Ely scrambles quickly to a cradle, not in very deep, but able to pull Breast back into the mat and maintain the ride, 20 seconds remaining. Lane Ely with a three-point lead at the moment, but we have seen points leads vanish in a hurry with the new scoring rules these last couple of years. 3 points for a takedown, up to four for near falls. The big package that used to be 5 points is now seven. Speaking of seven seconds remaining. And Ely just going to keep his weight back. And Lane Ely will win it over Jack Breast. 4-1 the final score. McGuffey's won three in a row. It's the Highlanders 12, Laurel 6. We get a 139 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Lucas Barr for McGuffey. Approaching the all-time wins mark at McGuffey. Now 10 shy of Jeremy Hunter. And Barr right in on the double. Dumps Brewer to the mat and gets the takedown. That did not take long. Barr tried to go to a bar on the left side. Good tight waist. Brewer trying to draw a base back under him. Now trying to sit out. And Barr going to shove him out of bounds. And they are going to award the escape. And watch here. Just lift Brewer up. Drop to the legs. And then work the takedown. To take a 3-0 lead, but then the escape for Brewer at the edge. And a blood timeout for Lucas Barr. I think we had this in his semifinal win. Have cut on the head, right, and ended up having to wrap that up. Barr, his win in the semifinals was all-time win number 161. Jeremy Hunter, the outstanding McGuffey wrestler with 171 career victories. Back into action after the blood stoppage. 3-1 lead for Barr. Brewer trying to get to an underhook. Barr muscles his way to the legs, picks those up, got a little out of balance there, and now steps in, trips a leg, got his own leg caught up, and Barr gets behind Brewer, but has to take him back into the mat now. He's draped around the right leg. Now switches to a double, and he dumps Brew into the mat and gets the takedown. Just a determination there by Lucas Barr to get the 3 points there, and he'll ride out through the end of the first. 6-1 lead for Barr, second period when we come right back.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Another blood timeout between periods there. Barr and Brewer back into action. They'll wrestle neutral here to start the second period. That time Brewer got behind Barr, but they were out of bounds. Barr going to get a takedown. He's got Brewer up on his head. Brewer trying to stay alive here and gets caught in a half. Nelson Barr trying to get enough leverage to flatten him out, and the back count is going. Lucas Barr chest to chest Still almost a minute and a half remaining in this second period. Brewer trying to fight his way back over to his chest, but Lucas Barr tying up both arms and the head and keeping him there. Brewer has his knees on the mat and both shoulders exposed. Who needs a chiropractor? Just get Lucas Barr to twist you around. Barr moves up, trying to pick up the head. Brewer's right shoulder blade just off the mat, but no more. The fall comes. 2:06, the time of the pin for Lucas Barr. McGuffey, four straight wins. Highlanders, 18. Laurel, 6. We go to 145 when we come right back.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
145 pounds, Emmett Wolf presents for McGuffey, Josh Sherman for Laurel. Here in the midweights, the Spartans have only single wrestlers available. So it's either present and wrestle there or forfeit. Wolf in on a takedown and now just missed the chance to get chest to chest and get the some bonus back points there. Escape given to Sherman by Wolf, and then Sherman ends up deep in on a single against Wolf. Now two fighting with their legs. Wolf going to pick up a leg and set Sherman back into the mat. No takedown awarded. Wolf got his own leg caught underneath, and so he's going to pull Sherman on top of himself and go to a bit of a roll. Sherman trying to step out in front, and Wolf trying to hook a leg in. Now goes to the Navy ride. Still has the wrist and the elbow. Sherman trying to fight this off, and Wolf trying to expose the shoulders. Neither guy has control, and the period comes to an end. A little scramble there for the last 30 seconds. 3-1 Wolf after 1 second period when we come right back.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Second period wrestling neutral. Emmett Wolf leading 3-1. Tried a pancake and slipped off the arm. Looked like Sherman was going to be able to scoot around behind, but the Wolf blocks that. Now Wolf working a front package. He's got Sherman on his knees, and Sherman's right arm is tied up. Takedown awarded, and Wolf trying to pull that arm across the chest and get back points. Now he's trying to get it all. Sherman rolls one way, then the other, and Wolf sticks him. 1:49, the time of the fall for Emmett Wolf. Highlanders, three pins, a couple of regular decisions, and rolling now. McGuffey, 24, Laurel, 6. We go to 152, bout number 7 when we come right back.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Ashton, Maine for Laurel. Victor Bonus for McGuffey will wrestle bout number 7. 18-point McGuffey lead. Highlanders have won 5 bouts in a row and lead by 18. Bonus right into a bear hug, and he picks Maine up, put him onto his wallet. Couldn't stick him on his back, but Victor Bonus quickly with the takedown. And now to a cradle, and Maine goes to his back, kicking wildly with the left leg, trying to get the right shoulder to stay up off the mat. Bonus chin into that shoulder, trying to stick him right there, and Maine in all kind of trouble. Bonus traps the free leg. Maine still has that arm up onto the chest. Bonus gets that out from underneath him, and Maine in trouble when pinned. 36 seconds, the time of the fall. See the bear hug, and Maine put right to his back, and then Bonus able to stick him again. 36 seconds. McGuffey 30, Laurel 6. We get a 160 when we come right back.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Braxton Carr for Laurel in on the leg against Garrett Newman. Turns it to a double, and Braxton Carr with the takedown. Try to break this McGuffey run that is now six matches deep and four of them by way of falls. Carr one-on-one on the left wrist. Folds that arm to the back, but nothing to go with that at the moment. But nothing that Newman can do with his left hand. As Carr riding that off to the side and up on the back. Checking my math here, because Laurel will forfeit at 107. They don't have a wrestler weighed in. Barring team point deduction, I believe McGuffey has clinched the dual meet. Would be basically be up by 30 with only 30 points to go, and that would be their seventh win. So even if Laurel pins out, I believe McGuffey wins the dual meet by tiebreaker. So congrats to the Highlanders. And again, we'll talk about what all that means once we get that definite. Once you get a little more cushion, don't want to leave team point deductions as a potential problem. And not only that, you can have match point unsportsmanlike conducts in there as well. So you want to have a lead that can't be caught before you start celebrating. 3-0 lead for Carr, end of one, and now he's going to get a reversal here to start the second period and build a 5-0 lead on Garrett Newman. But the Highlander fans know this, in good shape where we stand at the moment. But Laurel with plenty of guys available and some good talent there. And part of the reason their football success. We're coming into those guys here very shortly, that O-line and D-line that was just really so powerful. One-on-one on each wrist. And again, Carr takes that left hand and pulls it out to the side. And good work there by Newman to get that wrist free and get it away from his back. Carr just leaning on the back of Newman. This is close to stalling on top, because you can't just tie up that wrist and then use a half and just kind of sit there and hunker down. But that is what Carr has done primarily. Referee Andrew Wright barking in at one point to the two officials. Newman trying to get his base under him. And Carr with the half. This time Carr tried to do something with the half. Newman sits out, and again, here's that wrist on the left side pulled up onto the back and away from the body. And right now telling Carr, you know, careful what you do with that, because you end up in a dangerous, and there it is, potentially dangerous situation. Clock says 2 seconds remaining in the second period. Carr had a 3-0 lead to start the period and got the reversal to build it to 5. Neither wrestler doing much on the restart. End of two periods, 5-0 Carr. Third period, we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestling. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country.
the National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. Just like this year's wrestling team, the Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
We're at 160 pounds where McGuffey leads 30-6 against Laurel. Neutral choice for Garrett Newman to begin this third period. He trails 5-0. Carr with the only takedown of the match so far. That was early in that first period. Derry leads Burl 12-6. They're about three weights behind us. Of course, two-minute first periods will have something to do with that. That is the 1-2 matchup. Kudos to the top four seeds in both classes, all making it to the semifinals. 45 seconds to go in our third period. 160 pounds here in the third-place match between Laurel and McGuffey. Tie up by Braxton Carr trying to tie up both arms. And Newman fights out of that. Newman ends up on his knees. Carr keeps driving. Toss attempt by Newman. And Newman going to get called. Newman going to get called for stalling. And Carr comes right across the circle after him. Well, you see the match official call your opponent for stalling. You don't want to get crazy, but certainly want to push the issue a little bit if you can. Maybe work another point. And the two end up out of bounds. 5-0 to score, just 7 seconds remaining. And it looks like Newman and Carr will go scoreless through the third. Our final score, Braxton Carr of Laurel breaks the six-match streak for McGuffey. It's now McGuffey 30. Laurel 9 will go to 172 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
A little delay from the Laurel corner to present. Dominic Willis comes out. And Willis will take on McGuffey's Aaron Supler at 172. And just 30 points remain available, six of which are going to go to McGuffey, so 36-9. Pretty comfortable at this point to say that McGuffey has clinched the dual meet. And we'll finish third, and we'll have a slightly shorter trip, but very difficult roads for each of these dual meet teams in Tuesday's action. You have to win a pigtail and then beat the hosting district champion, whether it's District 6 or District 3. Going to be a challenge for both of Laurel and McGuffey. And not that Burl and Derry are going to have it easy as well. WPIL, particularly in 2A, has really struggled in team tournament action to get much going. Even during that, 20-year run by the Burl Bucks, struggled still. As great as they were, not a lot of great tournament success. At least not in the championship bracket at Hershey, and now wrestled at Johnstown. Supler and Willis scoreless after one. We'll keep it here. Go to the second period, and Aaron Supler and McGuffey will choose bottom position. Stand-up attempt by Supler. Willis just leaning on across the back, and eventually going to have to cut Supler loose. Didn't have anything with which to keep control. Supler with a heel with a hand to the upper face. And now goes to the other hand, just shoving Willis and holding him at literally arm's length. Willis had control of Supler's left wrist. Now Supler fakes the shot. Coming out of there, Willis ends up behind Supler. Gets to both legs, trips him into the mat. Supler trying to switch, and Willis going to get the takedown. 3-1 lead for Dom Willis of Laurel. Can't get a cradle in, but now Willis was going to get back counts, and boy, when he lifted his foot up, it was out of bounds and just unable to get the second back count before being ruled out of bounds. And apparently something funny between Willis and referee Kurt Kesnick, as Willis, you could see from the back that he was saying something, and then big smile across the face of Kurt Kesnick. Stand up by Supler, trying to turn in. Willis was trying to get to that cradle look, but cannot. Supler turns in and is free for one. 3-2 now, with 45 seconds to go in our second period. Third place matchup, WPIL 2A team tournament. Willis working on one knee, and Supler trying to knock him off balance, a hand to the face, and Supler just shoves on that hand to the forehead. And of course, Willis just sitting hunkered down on that one knee. He's not doing anything. So that's one I want to see a double stall call, to be honest. I mean, Supler's doing nothing but holding Willis at arm's length, and Willis is doing nothing but sitting there on that one knee, taking away any leg shot. We get to the end of the second period. Willis leads Supler 3-2. And now it'll be Willis on the bottom for the third. Willis works up toward his feet. Supler leaning on the left knee, trying to trip him back into the mat. Now picks Willis up, sets him back onto his hands. Willis right back to his feet. And now Willis squatting down. Supler trying to find a way, very close to a stalling call. And Willis just fighting that off. Supler turns and gets, or Willis turns, gets the escape after getting Supler called for stalling. So 4-2 lead for Willis, and he drops right to a knee. Well, good work there defensively by Dom Willis. Got to his feet, hunkered down, and got the stalling call as he was turning in. So, and double whammy there. And here Willis, now he spent 25 seconds in the second period on one knee. And Supler's got none to shoot at, to be honest. Supler with a hard chop. That's the stalling. What Willis is doing is stalling. Supler shoots, Willis pancakes him off and puts him to his back. Willis with a takedown. Supler trying to rotate the hips. But Aaron Supler in all kind of trouble and now pinned. 4:27 the time of the fall for Dom Willis. McGuffey 30, Laurel 15. We'll go to 189 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
And I'm back to, just want to go back to the Dom Willis match. And Kurt Kesnick, the referee, allowed Willis to spend 25 seconds of the second period on one knee in a neutral position, neither wrestler doing much, and then another 20 seconds there in the third before Supler, who was trailing, took a shot to try to get something going. And ended up getting put to his back and pinned. Jack Miles for Laurel presents at 189. It'll be Cash Main for McGuffey. Main and Miles underway. 15-point McGuffey lead. Miles, a little toss attempt, and it drops to an ankle. Keeps the toes in bounds and will get the takedown. Jack Miles takes a 3-0 lead. And a little just a little pancake action, and then right down to a leg, and got Maine off balance and got the takedown. Comes 30 seconds in. Laurel could win the next three bouts and take a 33-30 lead, but they do not have a 107-pounder. So McGuffey's going to get six at the end of the duel. Jack Miles will ride Cash Maine through the end of the period in just one count, no back points. Oh, no, they're going to give two. They did not turn till the clock had gone to already to 2 seconds, and they're going to give the two back points. So two near falls for Miles, 5-0 after 1 second period on WJPA and Flow Wrestling.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Jack Miles chose bottom, quickly free for an escape to make it 6-0. And Maine turned his back to Miles coming back to the middle of the mat, and was fortunate that Miles didn't get there to pounce on that opportunity. 6-0, Miles of Laurel leads Maine and McGuffey. Wrestling at 189 pounds. We started at 114. We'll get you a full recap in our post-match show. Maine gets behind Miles, picks up on a leg. Miles is taller. Maine ends up on his knee, still in on that single. Miles reaches down through the crotch, flattens Maine out, and now trying to peel him off. Breaks the hold on the leg, and a takedown for Jack Miles. Ups the lead now to 9-0, just under a minute remaining in the second period. Maine flat on the mat. Crossface by Miles, trying to drive the head down toward the left knee. And now trying to work to the package as Maine draws his base under him. Miles jumps to the side. Cradles, takes him all the way over, and Maine trying to stick Miles in the middle of it. Maine going to get to his feet. 1 point escape. And the Maine and Miles end up out of bounds. So from a cradle and Maine in all kind of trouble, to a 9-1 score with 26 seconds remaining. This is second period action here at 189. Oh, and there's Miles on one knee. He'll work up to tie up with Maine. Miles fakes the shot, running out of time in the second. 9-1 Miles, third period on WJPA and Flow Wrestling.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialists to help with your next project. 724-225-9427 or visit qualquick.com.
Neutral choice for the third. Maine ended up behind Miles and can't finish it. Jack Miles with another takedown. Goes up now 12-1. Well, and he's looking for a near fall situation that could get him a tech fall or if not the pin. Tight waist by Miles, leaning, hooked over top of the left leg. Head into the back of that left arm. Nelson with the right side as well. And the Spartans love to do that arm onto the back and then pull it up. And there's a limit to which you can pull it. And Andrew Wright, the referee, right there making sure it doesn't go too far. Main to his knees. Can't get his left wrist free, though. Miles looking for bonus points here. Has a major decision lead at the moment, but we've already seen one of those evaporate and turn into a pin loss. Main would love to replicate that, but Miles going to turn him over. Step out front, and Main able to scramble all the way across. Did not give up any back points there. Just 20 seconds remaining. Main to his feet. Miles loses the hold. Main's going to get a reversal out of that. 12-3 the score. And Main going to try to find a way to turn Miles over if he can and try to get one of those team points back. 5 seconds, though, and it will indeed be a major decision. 12-3 in favor of Jack Miles. Team score, McGuffey 30, Laurel 19. We go to 2:15 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and On Flow.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
John Turek for McGuffey, 215 pounds, will take on Colton Carlson from Laurel. And Carlson quickly in on Turek in a takedown. Turek folds an arm onto the back and now steps to the side, has a half Nelson, and Turek in all kind of trouble. Carlson hips clear up into the shoulders. Turek trying to get enough leverage to roll all the way across, and he can't. Carlson sits out now with a headlock. Turek trying to find a way to keep the right shoulder off the mat, and he's running out of time, and the fall comes in 34 seconds. Colton Carlson, winner by fall. Laurel has pulled to within 30-25. Two bouts to go. We get a 2:85 when we come right back.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, I said we had two matches to go. We had two weights to go. We got no more matches. McGuffey forfeits to Casey Wilson at 285, actually giving Laurel a 31-30 lead, but we mentioned that Laurel did not have a 107-pounder weight in. Jaxie Wright presents for McGuffey and picks up the forfeit to finish the dual meet. McGuffey 36 and Laurel 31. McGuffey wins seven matches, five of the seven picking up bonus points, picking up falls or forfeits. Laurel on the other side wins six, and they pick up a forfeit, three pins, and a major decision plus a regular decision, and McGuffey wins at 36-31. We started at 114 pounds. We'll recap that for you. Let's run through Blake Jamison and John Kondrasik. It was 3-2 Jamison after two, but Kondrasik fell behind eventually 10-2. 8-point period for Jamison when he got taken down, put to his back, and pinned. 4:59, 1 second left, and Kondrasik had already taken the lead with a near fall and then got the pin with 1 second to go. Laurel led 6-0. McGuffey would win the next six bouts in a row. Tucker Main by fall at 1:31, a minute and 31 seconds over Raymond Conan. Regular decision for Clayton Ely over Logan Ketzel, 9-3 the final there. Lane Ely follows with a 4-1 decision over Jack Brest. McGuffey had a 12-6 lead, and three straight pins then for the Highlanders. Lucas Barr wins his 162nd career victory, pinning Archer Brewer in 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Emmett Wolf followed with a second period pin, 1:49 the time over Josh Sherman. And Victor Bonus, a fall in the opening minute against Ashton Main, that coming in 36 seconds. We were halfway through. McGuffey had won 6 of 7 bouts to that point. But Laurel answers with 5 straight wins. Regular decision for Braxton Carr, 5-0 over Garrett Newman. Dom Willis pins Aaron Supler, 4:27 the timeout, tight bout. It was 3-2 going to the third period. Escape and takedown for Willis, and then got the fall at 4:27. Jack Miles with a major decision for Laurel over Cash Main, 12-3. Strong first and second periods there for Miles to get that major decision. And Colton Carlson, the final bout that was wrestled, pinning John Turek in just 34 seconds. Forfeit to Laurel's Casey Wilson put Laurel in front for the second time, 31-30, but no wrestler at 107 for the Spartans. Jaxie Wright of McGuffey with the forfeit victory, and McGuffey takes third place. We'll take a look at what it means when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on Flow Wrestling.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Take a peek at the championship match. They're only at 160 pounds. So that bout and 5 more to go. And Burrell leading Derry 13-12. That action also available on Flow. McGuffey with the win in the third place match will head to District 6. They'll wrestle at the District 6 champion against the District 10 runner-up. That's a pigtail match. So the McGuffey District 10 runner-up winner will wrestle the District 6 champion. All of that action on Tuesday. For Laurel, they're heading to District 3 champion. Laurel will wrestle the District 4 runner-up, and that winner will take on the District 3 champion, and that on Tuesday. And only those winners then will advance to the Johnstown Arena and the PIAA 2A team tournament. That action set to start the late Friday afternoon. This match on the WJPA Sports Network and Fro Wrestling has been brought to you in part by the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care, by Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. And by Washington and Jefferson College. WNJ and Washington, moving forward together. Coverage also brought to you by Quality Quick Printing, your full-service digital document solution center. Online, qualquick.com. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for more than 50 years. By the Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up shortly on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling, it's the WPIL 3A Team Tournament Semifinals here at the AHN Arena at Peters Township. Our thanks to both head coaches, to Peters Township Athletic Director Brian Geyer, Assistant Justin Piles, and the entire crew here at the AHN Arena, and to the WPIL Wrestling Committee. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Grady Peterson on camera, and Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 2A Team Tournament Wrestling third place match, your final score, McGuffey 36, Laurel 31. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on Flow and NFHS.